Last week, we began discussing the Isser of Lo Sasur, and the way the Rambam understands that Isser. The Rambam says that he suggested that perhaps the reason why the Bahag argues that one should count mitzvos midrabbanan in the Taryag mitzvos is because they're all subsumed under that Lo Sasay of Lo Sasur min hadavar asher yagid lecha yamin hu small, or perhaps the mitzvos asay of kechol asher yorucha, that you're supposed to abide by what the Chachamim tell you to do, and perhaps that includes all mitzvos midrabbanan. And we noted that the Ramban was very unhappy with that. He effectively argued that according to the Rambam, you've obliterated all differences between mitzvos midoraisa and mitzvos midrabbanan. We know from the Gemaras that there are many differences between mitzvos midoraisa and mitzvos midrabbanan. So how can you simply develop this Isser deoraisa of Lo Sasur, which elevates all derabbanans to the level of deoraisa, in contradiction to all of those distinctions that we know to be true between mitzvos midoraisa and midrabbanan? And we discussed various ways that the Rambam could answer the issues of the Ramban, one that the Ramban himself suggests and rejects, and I offered another suggestion, different ways that the Rambam could answer the Ramban's questions. This week, the question that we're left with is, what is Lo Sasur for the Ramban? The Ramban certainly rejects the way the Rambam understands that pasuk in Torah, but we're left with the obvious question of how does the Ramban himself understand that, A, and B, we're left with certain questions over the Ramban's understanding of mitzvos derabbanan. Namely, what is the basis for mitzvos derabbanan? That's quite an important question that we'll have to address, being that Lo Sasur does not refer to those mitzvos derabbanan. Why do we have to observe mitzvos derabbanan? And is there any relationship between mitzvos derabbanan and this Isser de'oraisa of Lo Sasur? So first, what is Lo Sasur for the Ramban? And the Ramban obviously recognizes that he has to address this question, and he does so. He says as follows: Eina lava zeh de Lo Sasur, ella b'masha eina beferush. I'm sorry, it's a little blurred here. But Torah, kagon hadvarim hanidrashim begzera shava o bebinyan av ushar shloshes emi l'shat Torah nidrashes b'hen. The Ramban argues that Lo Sasur has obvious application to another category that is mida oraisa, but is nonetheless not meforash bakra, and that is everything that is interpreted through either the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 hermeneutic principles that we recite every morning in Rabbi Yishmael, or any of those principles of Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, what is Lo Sasur for the Ramban? Lo Sasur is the pasuk in Torah Shebichsav that mandates the observance of Torah Sheba'al Peh. We know that there are many things that are considered De'oraisa, despite the fact that they are not written in the pasukim. I love the question that you often get. I get it from my students, you get it from Baal Batim all the time. Where does it say that in the Torah? What many people don't realize is that much of the things that we observe on a de'oraisa level are not written in the Torah. There's a separate category called Mefurash Bakra, and that category actually has a certain halachic stature that is different in many ways from the things that are de'oraisa that are not explicitly written in the Torah, that are part of the Yud Gimel Midos and Drashas Bahem. The Prima Gadim and his Psicha Kolelas developed a number of differences that perhaps exist between something that is explicitly written in the pasuk and something that is mida oraisa, but is learned from a drasha. But according to the Ramban, Lo Sasur is the mitzvah that tells you that you must observe Torah Sheba'al Peh, the things that are mida oraisa, but are not written explicitly, but are derived through interpretation. He says, either through the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidrashes Bahen, o b'mashma'os lashon hakasuf atzmo, or just a drash from the language of the pasuk themselves. We know lots of things are derived not from the Yud Gimel Midos, but simply from interpretation of the words themselves. You have an extra word in the pasuk that tells us something. You have an extra letter in the pasuk often that tells us something. Sometimes there's just ambiguity in the pasukim that needs to be interpreted. What is a pre-Eitz Hadar? What are post-Temarim that we are supposed to take with us on Sukkos? These are things that you can't know just by reading Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is in many ways a closed book, and you need other ways to interpret. So the Yud Gimel Midos, Mashmalos Lashon HaKosov, he says, V'chein Mamasha Kiblu Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Torah Sheba'al Peh. If you just, things that are just passed down from one generation to the next, as a Torah Sheba'al Peh, that it's a submitted transmission from Moshe Mitzrayim. What are totafos? What are tefillin? What color are tefillin? What do they look like? What parshios are in tefillin? All these things are not evident from Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav gives us really these bare bones, and it's up to the Torah Sheba'al Peh to flesh out the details. And the Ramban says, "Im yiru heim shezeh hadavar asur umutar min haTorah, lefi drash hakasuv, lefi perusho, o halacha mipi hashmua." Of Moshe Mitzrayim, the Rahu Hefach, Chayv Levatal Daat Olaham and Masha Amruhim. You have one Chacham who disagrees with the mainstream view of Chazal in the interpretation of Torah Shebaal Peh, he is obligated to be mevatel da'ato and to submit to what they tell him. Over al divrei based on agadol shebedorov somech al daito over al aseva alosa azehalalu. And if you dispute them on this matter, not on the mitzvahs midrabanan, but on a matter of interpretation of de'oraisa, you refuse to submit to the consensus of Chazal on that issue. You are over. You violate los asur and kochol hashe yerucha. Bein shekiblu perusha mimenu or sheyomru kach mimashmalas haTorah v'kavanasim lefidaitim. This is whether they are telling you that this is a mesorah that we have from previous generations, or they are just telling you that this is the way we understand the Torah. Either way, the Ramban says, if you dispute what they are saying on a matter of de'oraisa, you violate los asur. You end up with actually an ironic result for the Ramban, which is that something that is mefurash bakra, if you violate something that's explicit in the pasuk, you violate an isur de'oraisa. If you violate something that's based on drash, not only do you violate that particular de'oraisa, you also violate two additional de'oraisas of kechol asher yerucha and los asur menadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. So in certain ways, ironically, you actually end up with certain chumras that exist in the area of drash over something that is explicit in the pasuk. Now again, there are certain areas where something explicit in the pasuk is more chumra than something that's from drash, but at least in this sense, according to the Ramban, something that emerges from drasha is actually something that is more severe in certain ways than something that's before Rosh Bakra. So not necessarily. There's a Gemara at the beginning of Perek Rabbi Elazar de Milo, which famously says that the people in the town of Rabbi Elazar would do hechshere Mila on Shabbos v'kiblu schar al zeh. They received schar for that, even though the consensus was against that. It seems like once there's some kind of formal psak that is issued, that there becomes a problem. If the Sanhedrin Agadol says X, then you can no longer argue Y. And the Ramban provides actually a couple of famous examples. The most famous example he provides from the famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel goes Rani alachas tavo etzli b'makelcha b'malsecha b'yom kippurim. He told him that you should come. They had a dispute as to when Yom Kippur actually was. And Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin that Yom Kippur is on day X, and even though you don't think it's that day, and you have to come to me on your Yom Kippur. In open violation of Yom HaKippurin, Rabbi Yeshua does so, and Rabbi Gamliel embraces him as Talmidei Rabbi b'Chachma, b'Talmidei shekibal das dvara. You're greater than me in Chachma, but nonetheless, you accepted my opinion, because that was the opinion of Chazal, and that is indeed in accordance with the Salacha of Lo Sasur.
Don't forget to start recording.
And he actually gives a historic example of a group that he feels violated Lo Sasur. He gives the example of the Karaim. And despite the fact that the Ramban doesn't think this applies to me, the Rabbanans, he says it's a very important issue. It's a very serious issue. The Karain, who were a group that existed primarily from the 900s to the 1100s, that was their like golden age. Rav Sadia Gaon was concerned about the Karaim, wrote much against them. The Rambam realized that the Karaim in his time posed a serious threat. They were a serious threat to Rabbinic Judaism. And they denied or rejected Torah Shebaal Peh. And for the Ramban, that group was in violation of Lo Sasur and Kechol Asher Yerucha. Now, two other questions exist for the Ramban. Number one, does Lo Sasur apply to mitzvot midrabanan at all? So, the Ramban says that, he argues that there is applied to mitzvot midrabanan, but only based on smach. He bases on Brachos Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that mitzvot midrabanan asmechinu alav de Lo Sasur. And he says that, okay, so there's a smach for mitzvot d'rabbanan and lo sasur, but the actual mitzvah does not apply to them. It should be noted, for the sake of brevity, we'll skip the issue itself, but Rashi actually learns that Gemara differently. But the Ramban argues that there is a smach, but even this smach, he argues, only applies to siyagim and gzeiros, the types of mitzvot d'rabbanan that are intended to safeguard mitzvot d'oraisa. An entirely new mitzvah midrabbanan, what he calls mitzvot hamechudashos, like Mikra Megillah, like Neros Chanukah, that he argues are not based on Lo Sasur. He argues it's based on a Gemara on Shabbos Taf Chach Gimel by Neros Chanukah, which says that the bracha Neros Chanukah is based on Sh'alavicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yomrulach, not Lo Sasur. There are two deos in the Gemara. But the Ramban, in short, argues that there is a smach for Lo Sasur in Gzeros and in Siyagim, but not in Mitzos Mechudashos. And the reason why I think that's important is because you have the question of what is the basis for mitzvot midrabanan at all according to the Ramban. And it's highlighted by Another famous Isser, highlighted by Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Ches, the question of Bal Tosef. We know that there is a prohibition against adding mitzvos to the Torah. So what is the basis? And the Ramban argues that this is, again, adding a new mitzvah to the Torah is included in this Isser of Bal Tosef. Again, what exactly is included in Bal Tosef, what is not, is a complicated debate in the Rishonim, in the context of Tekios, and the number of Tekios. But the Ramban says adding a new mitzvah is Bal Tosef. So what gives the Chachamim the right to create new Isser and mitzvahs? So there are a couple of options for the basis of this. One option is a pasuk of the Asisa Mishmeres LeMishmarti, which is quoted on Daf and Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph in the context of Shnios LaArayos. There are certain prohibited relationships that are prohibited from Chazal, not from the Torah. And the Gemara there says that the basis is perhaps the Asisa Mishmeres LeMishmarti, that you should create safeguards for everything that I'm saying. Or alternatively, you could have said, based on what the Ramban himself said, there's a smach for this in Lo Sasur itself. The problem with either of those sources is that they seem to only apply to what? To, again, gzeros and siyagin. Mitzvos midrabanan that are intended to protect mitzvos de oraisa. They would not help you for new mitzvos like Mikra Megillah or Neros Chanukah. And once heard from Zavalovsky, he suggested that perhaps it can even apply to these mitzvos chadashos based on a Gemara Megillah and Daf Yudalad, which says that even those are extended from perhaps Az Yashir or something like that, something in the Torah. But based on the Ramban's own distinction between siyagim and gzeros versus mitzvos mechudashos, it would appear as if something like the asisa mishmeres lemishmarti, safeguarding mitzvos de oraisa, would only appear or apply to gzeros and siyagim that protect de oraisa, not to mitzvos mechudashos. So what is the basis for these new mitzvos? So there's a very famous piece of Rav Elchanan and Kudrus Devei Sofrim, which has become a bit of a controversial idea, I think largely because of the degree to which it's been taken. But Rav Elchanan argues that there's a basic, not mitzvah, but almost meta-halachic idea of fulfilling Ritzon HaBoreh, of just the purpose of mitzvos is to achieve a certain ideal of Ritzon HaBoreh, of Ritzon Hashem, that we are trying to achieve through Torah and mitzvos. There's a broader message of Torah and a broader underlying idea of Torah and mitzvos that is observance of Ritzon HaBoreh. And he argued that it's just common sense that if the people who are best equipped to determine what that Ritzon HaBoreh is, based on their sensitivities, based on their mastery of Torah, and their absorption of Torah values, and their exemplification of Torah values, then if they assert that something fits into that broader structure of Torah values, then it's almost intuitive that that won't fit into the Isur of Bal Tosef. And that for the Ramban, he argued, perhaps the basis of Mitzvos Midrabanan is not any pasuk in Torah, but that almost intuitive, underlying principle of all Shmiras Torah and Mitzvos, that we are trying to achieve a goal of bringing ourselves close to the Ribono Shel Olam, and if people who are best equipped to determine what will do that or what will achieve that tell us to do something, it's almost that basic intuitive obligation that dictates that we should follow what they tell us. Now, it's a bit controversial because some people have taken that into a kind of almost Das Torah mentality, whereby if the Chachamim say anything about what you should be doing, one must observe it. If a Chacham says I should drink Mountain Dew Code Red over Mountain Dew, then I'm obligated to take the Code Red over the regular. But so it's generated a bit of controversy in that regard. But the basic idea of Rav Elchanan, you know, controversy over scope aside, is a rather appealing one, at least in my mind, that there's a broader message and underlying value to Torah and mitzvos, and that that basic mission dictates that we observe certain practices, even if they're not recorded in a particular pasuk. Very often you'll say, what's the Siv in Shulchan Aruch? What's the Siv in Mishnah Berurah? Sometimes there's a recognition that there's a broader value. We mentioned the Ramban's Kedoshim Tihyu, of absorbing the spirit of halacha beyond being a novel b'shus Torah, not finding the loopholes to engage in halachically mutter business practices that are nonetheless unethical, but absorbing a certain larger value that often is refined for us by certain Chachamim, certain Gedolei Mesorah, that try to stratify that for us, and guide us in the right direction. So that's the Ramban's Lo Sasur. Next time, I won't be here next week, so we won't have a Chaburah next week. But in 2 weeks, I want to discuss the particular issue of Zakin Mamre, because that becomes a very interesting testing ground for the Ramban's Lo Sasur, for the Rambam's Lo Sasur, for Mrs. Mithrabanan in general, and hopefully that will help us clarify some of the issues further.